We had a lot of time in Lent to reflect. A lot of time in which we reflected on all the gifts of the dark wood. And so I'm wondering, what came out of that? What started to stir in you? What might have been planted in you? And what's growing in your garden and in your heart? The season of Eastertide actually worked out really well, because when I brought this to the all people, like the worship team and the outreach team, Galen with outreach said that there's something going on with our community garden. And she asked, because the community garden will be shifting a little bit, she has asked us to do something as a congregation, and I'm going to put this right here for all to see. We would like to have, around our community garden, flowers, perennials. And the perennials will serve as a couple of things. One, it will be a natural boundary around the garden, so that whoever has a space in the garden, maybe those that don't have a space will not take from it. They'll see the pretty flowers, and it will be a natural boundary. And then the other part is that we can all go down and sit there and enjoy looking at the flowers. So if we needed a time of reflection or a time to sit in nature, we could always go to our community garden and see flowers in addition to the vegetables growing. So we have been asked as a congregation to sponsor or buy a perennial. And Galen has made this cute little pot with flowers and all sorts of things in here. And if you would like, you can take one, and this is what you'll be sponsoring. I see not only perennial shrubs, I also see birdhouses. So you could even buy or sponsor a birdhouse for our community garden. So know that that's what's growing in our garden, perennial flowers and birdhouses. So this season, we are to celebrate Easter, Jesus' resurrection, and all things can be made new. Any possibility, anything can happen with God. This story of Paul in Acts, he wasn't thunderstruck, was he? He was hit by lightning. All of a sudden there was lightning, a light all around him, and he fell to the ground. And if we continue the story, what happens is he opens his eyes, but he can't see. He's blind. And so the two people who are with him, they help him to the city, because God told him to go to the city. And as he's there, he prays. He starts praying to God. Now, Saul is in the story. His name hasn't yet been changed to Paul. Saul has not been too nice to the Jesus followers, has he? He's been persecuting them. He's been wanting to take them away in chains and put them in a prison. So simultaneously, as Saul is in the house and is praying to God, another person in the city is told by God to go to Saul and tell him his job, his new job, which is, you're going to go tell Saul that he is to not only become a Jesus follower of the way, but he also is to share this word to the Gentiles. Oh my goodness, the Gentiles. Those people that the Jews did not think were very clean. They were different. They had different rituals. They didn't observe the same food and the same ritual in cleaning the food and all that stuff. So the Gentiles. And this man says, but God, isn't Saul that guy who hasn't been really nice to any of the Jesus followers, any of the way? And God says, yeah, but go do it anyway. It's okay. And so that's what happens. He goes and lays hands on Saul, and Saul, I love the way it's described. The scales, like fish scales, are fall from Saul's eyes and he can see. Well, he can see, but also he can see that he has not been so nice and he hasn't been following what he's supposed to do. So he has been made anew, big time. He's been made anew. He's not just going to stop persecuting the Jesus followers. He's also going to start spreading God's word. He's going to start spreading God's word to the Gentiles. This is just amazing. Amazing that this person made anew it's a huge transformation. Now, how old is this book of Acts? Guesses? I mean, we could probably say, 2,000 years? And even back then, Saul, who becomes Paul, was told to go to the Gentiles, those who were not like the Jews. They had different ways of doing things than the Jews. And they were also to be part of God's kingdom. So, we heard this 2,000 years ago, and we have heard it over and over and again, but we still somehow have gotten it wrong. We have not always been inclusive of all people, especially those people who might not do things the same way as us. They might believe in God in a different way. They might have a worship in a different way, and we haven't always been kind or inclusive of those people. On Native American Sunday, it's hard not to see the link. It's hard not to observe this story in Acts in which God tells Saul that he is to be made anew and that he is to spread the word to people who are different than what he's used to, different than Jews, which he's used to hanging out with, but to the Gentiles. And how the Native Americans have always, always had this spirit, this way of worshiping God in a beautiful, harmonious way with the earth. And then once introduced to Christianity, although that's a very harsh and sad story, Native Americans found a beautiful way of combining Christianity with all the love and respect that they have for Earth. Just a side note, this weekend, I forgot to get my book out. This weekend, I spent some time with Rose Kingsbury. Who knows her? Some people know her, yes. I heard she used to work here. She will be, and she's been talking about it for years, but it's going to actually happen. She's going to open up a Christian Native American United Methodist Church, and it's going to start worshiping in Brown Memorial. And she says that this is what she said it's about. It'll be a church that is teaching, preaching, and healing. Again, what a beautiful way to bring it all together. So I have garden with all different kinds of plants. Even there's a cute little light there. And they're all different kinds of plants, and they all are mixed together, and I see some flowers on the corners. It's beautiful and a variety. And I saw this one, and it's all lined up neat. And I thought, sometimes isn't this the way we want it all to go down? We want it all to be neat and nice. That's never what my garden looks like. And here we are today. And Rose, for this time together, I was at the New Faith Community event. And at this event, all the budding faith communities made a display. And so Rose made her display. It was kind of neat because... It, it showed all different things that she envisions for her new faith community with of Native Americans. But she said, you know what, Alicia, it was hard to find Native Americans in the city. She goes, you know what, we don't live in teepees anymore, but if you Google image Native Americans, that's all that comes up. So I was kind of laughing, and I found this because the Native Americans don't live in teepees anymore. They're among us, and I just thought that was an interesting observation of a Native American person. So through our reading in Acts and in John, we are reminded that we are to be inclusive of all. And then in John, we are reminded that we are all loved by God. So it's up to us to serve and to share God's love, and then let God do the rest. Diversity is beautiful, just like these flowers. Beautiful. There isn't just one variety of flower, a red rose. Even roses have different colors, and then there's all these different varieties of flowers. Diversity in people and diversity of flowers is the way God made us and wants us to live together. Let's continue to grow in acknowledgement of the work we have to do in our relationships with Native Americans and our relationship with the earth. What might be budding up or being planted in you? What's growing in your garden?